All right, I apologize, Rabbi Isai. I usually don't do this, but this time it was different because the person who called, if they're calling me, it means there's an emergency. So I had to answer the phone, and the taco, there was a shtickle emergency. Everything is okay, but I really had to answer the phone. Sorry about that. Very rare that I have to do that, but I had to do that. I'm sorry. Okay, Pasuk of Dalu, Vayakrev, Esvenarim, okay, so get over here. Pasuk over here. Over here we have the tnuch of the tnuch of the ear. The ear is a big sugya. The ear, this part of the ear, this barrier in between the ear, there is a hole that is bored there. The Eved Ivri, the Nirtza, on this location, blood and oil is applied to a mitzora during the process of tahira. And I think the only other place where the ear is being used is by the inauguration of the Mishkan, where Moshe is taking the Korban Shlamim that is being offered for the inauguration of the Mishkan, and he's being mekabel the blood and putting the blood on this part of the ear. What is the part of the ear? It is the center of the ear. There's cartilage in the center of the ear. That is called the tnuch oizen. The tnuch does not mean the ear lobe. Some people, they mistakenly call it the ear lobe. It's not the ear lobe. It is the center of the ear, the hard part that is the center of the ear. That's what the Yaakov, we will hear when we're talking about the spots over here, pasik chavkim, vayishchot. By the way, notice the trap. Vayishchot. Okay, not the way I do it. You have to do it nicely, smooth. Not to go make vayishchot. There's an unusual trap. Vayikach Moshe midamo, vayitei, put the blood al tenuch. What is the tenuch? It's not the earlobe. It is in the ear. If you put your hand in the ear, you'll feel it in the ear. There is a hard piece. There are different, the problem, I'm not even sure which part it is, because there are different parts that are hard. There are different parts that are hard, but there's a hard piece. There are different few parts, whatever which one it is. And that's where it's done, on the tenuch oizen hayimonis, and then on the thumb and on the toe. And the Targum, to make things more confusing, he says he puts it on the rum udna. It's a very important term, the rum udna. Rashi is silent. Maybe Rashi spelled this out in back in Parashas Tetzaveh, where all of this appears for the first time. Over here, Rashi is silent, and all we have to work with over here is the unkelis that translates the word tenuch as the rum udna. And here in my wonderful sefer called the Ma'atzori, it says here the goiva, the literal translation is the goiva ha'ozen. It's not so clear what this means. It really is not. And then he cites the Toras Kohanim that translates word tenuch to mean the suchus, ha-suchus ha-koshe shebechelek ha-boilet meho'izen. It's this, the suchus. And what is the suchus? Good question. Good question. And again, this is the same thing that it appears in three different places. And we'll leave it with that. Now, we're on the bottom, there's a little bit more, he says over here. Well, the das, let's see, shu'ula v'loshon onkelus ha-suchus nikah ha-mokam ha-gavoy b'sho'izen, right? V'omnam b'tzim l'binu v'tzias evadir v'sho'am v'tzim b'goy v'sho'izen. V'akavon l'suchus, okay, the same thing that we quote over just before, udna, the ear, v'schalfus zayin l'oiz dalid, oizen. And this is just a symbol that we said many, many times. In Aramaic, we interchange the letter dalid with the letter zayin. So when it says the udna, make believe it said the uzna. If we'd say the word ozen, everyone would be very happy, because everyone knows that an ozen is an ear. But it does not say the word ozen, it says the word udna, because this is a rule. Okay, it would be nice if make a rule, I should really put down every day when the shiur is over to write up all of the chidushim that we learned together in the shiur. And one of the chidushim we learn is the different rules, the rules of interchanging one letter with another letter. And one of the rules that we interchange the letter Zayin with the letter Dalet. So that's why the word Oizen, it turns into Udna versus Uzna. Okay, so this is this chiddush. Now, let us proceed. Let us proceed over here next. Ilyon yidei. Then we learn that you put on the thumb. The Targum, how does the Targum translate the word the thumb? He says you put it on the Ilyon yidei diamina. Ilyon, what is Ilyon? Nikra kein al shem shehu Ilyon al kol ho'etzbois. V'schalfo ois ayin ois aleph. Ilyon, okay, another rule. Aleph and Ayin can be interchanged in Aramaic. So therefore, Ilyon means like the Elyon. Instead of there being an Aleph, there is an Ayin, which means that the thumb is the highest finger. Why is the highest finger? Because look at your hand, not when you go like this. When you put your hand like this, then the thumb is the lowest finger. But when you put your hand like this, right, when you shake hands with a Mekubal, Mayor Appeldorf, would you shake hands with a Mekubal? I would never shake hands with a Mekubal. Because when they shake your hands, they're going to look at your hands. They're going to see all the lines in your hands. And they're going to tell you all of your averes. They'll tell you everything. Or if you ever go, you can go to the library. And the libraries don't exist anymore. But you go online, you can learn. Take your hand. You see when you bend your hand? Rebbe Lazer can see me. So can the gladders. When you bend your hand, you see there are three lines. There are three lines. Big three, then there are small lines. Those three lines, they tell you a lot. They tell you a lot about how many children you have and all these spooky things. And it's all there. And people, and it's not a big chachma. You go to the Brooklyn Public Library and you can get a book and it'll tell you how to do palm reading.
It's called the Lifeline.
Lifeline? You go. It's a goyish zach. Yeah. And a lot of these mukubalim, that's where they get all their material from. They get the material.
Say generic statements.
Right. They say
and,
right.
And if you have is asking about the head. And if you have a headache, you say, "Oh, he sees I have a headache."
And they also look at the lines in your forehead. You see your forehead. Also, there are lines. And this is not even Jewish stuff. You can go into the library and you can learn about it. And that's where these mukubalim, they get their stuff from. I wouldn't go there. I would never go to these people. This stuff is not for me. Listen, people like it.
There's a big Mekubal on Avenue I and Ocean Avenue. He has a big machine. It's a CAT scan. He tells you what's going on in you.
There's a CAT scan. Avenue I and what? And Bedford? 26th Street?
Avenue I and Ocean.
Avenue I... an ocean?
There's a dialysis center.
There's a big dialysis center on Avenue I and Ocean. Mm-hmm. You know what's doing in your kidneys?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so on the third floor, they have an open MRI.
On that same place? That place, it's a dialysis center there. They're raking in the money, man,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, the bottom is a dialysis center.
They have big rakes there. They're raking in the dough. They're big time there.
Behind your house, right?
I know, not behind. It's closer to Avenue I. And there's always 24/7 ambulance.
So, you know, if you
parked
me at
right in front.
3 o'clock in the morning, we have Tikkun Chatzos next to the Mekubal machine.
They have a cash machine there. That's what they have over there. They rake in the dough there. Unbelievable. Good business. Okay, Vita. The big business now is the rehabilitation centers. Next to Maimonides Hospital. It's part of Maimonides. That's the biggest business. The therapy, the rehabilitation center, no one should ever know from it. That's the business to go into. Vita. Every hospital now has to have one of those because that's how you pay the bills. That's how the hospital pays the bills. They have one of those. Every patient, you send out the patient, you just move them next door to the rehabilitation for months, the hotel, and it's a good business. Vita. If you work for the government never goes out of business. It's the best business to work for the government. They just print money. Okay. Let's go weiter. Putting all the jokes aside. It's not a joking matter. Rachmana litzlan. Rachmana litzlan. What's going on out there? All right. Here we go over here. We have over here this, how do we get into this? The ears and the thumb. So when you put your hands like this, then the thumb is on top. The thumb is the Elyon. It is the Elyon, it is the uppermost thumb, the top thumb, the Aleph and the Ein can be interchanged. So we learned already today two rules, the Zion and the Dalet can be interchanged. From Oizen, you go to Udno, and the Aleph and the Ein are interchanged. They go from the Ilyon to the Elyon. The thumb is the Elyon. And then the toe, and the toe is also called the Elyon. The same, I guess once we call, oh, we lost somebody. Who did we lose? We lost the gladders. The gladders have disappeared. They'll be back. They always come back. Okay, so now we go over here to the Elyon, the toe. Okay, and that's it. Now we go to the next pasuk. We go to pasuk Chof Dalet. Vayakrev es bnei Aaron. Vayakrev es bnei Aaron. They brought them near. Vayitin Moshe said, "Menadom al tunuches ha'yimonis." Now, so Moshe did this to his brother Aaron, and now Moshe is going to do the zilbzach to Aaron's children. Who are his children? Well, right now we have to remember the tragedy didn't happen yet. Right now there are four children. There is Nadav, Aviu, Elazar, Isamar. They didn't die yet, so there are four children. Vayakrev es bnei Aaron. Vayitin Moshe menadom al tunuch oznam ha'yimonis. Vayalbon yodam ha'yimonis. Vayalbon rag ha'yimonis. Vayizrek Moshe es adam al hamizbech. So then Moshe, he threw the blood on the mizbech. So that's a very big chiddush. I don't know, maybe not. I'm sorry, not. He threw the blood, I'm sorry, Shtayim Shen Arba, this is a carbon shlomim, and the carbon shlomim, you put the blood saviv. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Chof Pasuk Chof Dalet. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Targum. V'korev Yos B'nei Aaron V'yav Moshe Min Dema Al Rum Ud Nehoin Diamina V'al Ilyoin Yatoin Diamina V'al Ilyoin Rag Lohoin Diamina. And then Uzrak Moshe Yos Dema, he took the blood, the remaining blood, and he sprinkled it. He threw it. He threw the blood in the utensil al madbucha, sechar sechar, all four sides. How do you put the blood all four sides? We learned this many, many times. On the two diametric corners, you take the utensil and you throw the blood, and then the blood splashes shtayim sheinarba on all four sides. Okay, now let's proceed. Let us proceed. Pasuk, now we come over here to Pasuk Chof He. Vayikach es ha-chelev. Now he's going to take the chelev, the fats. The esu'aliyah, the tail. This is an ayil, and ayil has a tail. The eskola chelev asher al ha-kelev, all of the fat on the ker on the inside. And we learned this back in Parshas, which Parsha? Tetzaveh. When it says kol is coming to be marber, the chelev on the dakin, on the intestines, the asio seris hakaved, the diaphragm, with part of the liver, the eshtei hakloyois and the kidneys, the eschel behen. We did this really yesterday, because the same fat things were taken from the carbon from the first aisle, that was the carbon oila, the eshok hayomin, and the shok, or I'm sorry, from the chatas. Excuse me, Yeshok Hayamin and the Sa'ar. So here's something different. This you do not ordinarily offer on the Mizbeach. Vaguely remember learning about this in Parashas Tetzaveh, that this is a Karbon Shlomim, and this is the only Karbon Shlomim which you offer on the Mizbeach, the Shok, which is basically the leg, the right leg. Okay, the shok, is it the front or the back? I think it's the bottom, like, no, the legs of the animal, not the hands. The shok hayomin. Is there a Rashi on this pasuk?
The thigh,
right? So that's the leg, the right thigh. So this is the only time that you offer on the mizbeach the shok. In karbon shlomim, you only offer on the mizbeach the chelev, the chalavim, the fats. You don't offer on the Mizbeach, you don't offer the Basar. This is the only time we have a Karbon Shlomim when we offer on the Mizbeach Basar. Okay, so let's see over here what it says. There's no Rashi. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Unesev Yos Tarba Vyos Aliyasa. He went and he took the fat and he took the Al Yisa, v'yos kol tarba di Al Gava, v'yos chatzar kavda, the diaphragm, v'yos tarbein kul, the fat of the kidneys, of the liver, v'yos tar, tartain, the two kidneys, v'yos tarbehon, v'yos shoko di amina, the right thigh. Okay, and he burnt this on, he took these things, and what did he do with it? Okay, he doesn't even say what he did with it. That's going to be the next. What does it say over here? Vayikach, he took a sachel, v'yos v'alya, v'yos kol achel, v'ashol achel, v'yos shizachel, v'yos shizachel, v'yos shizachel, v'yos shizachel, v'yos shizachel. It doesn't say what he did with it yet. Okay, he's going to put on the fire, but doesn't say yet. And there's no Rashi on this. Next pasuk, the next pasuk says, umisal ha-matzois. He then took the basket of matzois, asher lefnei Hashem, lokach, chalas, matzo, achas. Now remember, there were 30 loaves of bread. This inaugural carbon included 30 loaves of bread, matzah. And it says here now, he only is going to take, chalas, matzo, achas. There are three different types of chalas. Over here in Parashat Sav, it doesn't tell us about the matzahs. It doesn't tell us the details. The details of the different three different types of breads were only mentioned in detail in Parashat Tetzaveh. Here in Parashat Sav, we are not mentioning the different types of breads. It just told us generally that there was a basket of bread. But that basket of bread had 30 loaves of bread. And the 30 loaves of bread were made up of three different types of breads. Different types of how much of oil, how you apply the oil. So it says here that he took the chalas matzah achas. There was one bread called matzah. And then he took the chalas lechem shemen achas. There was another 10 breads called a chala of lechem shemen. And then there's a third called virakik echot, a rakik, a wafer. And the difference between these three breads is when and how you apply the oil. And then, vayosem al hachalovim, you took these three breads, you took three breads from the 30 breads, leaving over 27 breads are going to be left over. And he takes these breads and he puts them al hachalovim on the fats that we've just taken out, the al shokayamin, and on top of the thigh, the right leg. What does he do with all of this? Next pasuk, Vayitain es hakol, puts all of this al kapi Aaron. Moshe took all of this. He took this ayil, the chelev, he took the chelev and the aliyah, the tail, the fats, the tail. He took the chelev on the kerev, the oser sakave, the shakloyos, the chelbehen, and the shokayamin. He took the matzois. He takes this a whole cocktail of fats with the shok and with three loaves of bread. It's a cocktail of different, very, they're all very different things. Very different things. All this, these types of fats with a tail and the kidneys and part of the liver and the diaphragm and then a piece of meat, the shok, and the three loaves of bread. And what does he do with all this? He puts it on the palm of Aaron. Aaron puts out his hands and Moshe rests in the hands of Aaron this entire thing. The Al also kapei vanav, vayonef oisam tenufo lefnei Hashem. And they wave it in six directions, up, down, in the four sides of the world. They do a tenufa. Well, we have to see if it's all four directions. They wave it lefnei Hashem. Okay, that's Chav Zayin, and there's no Rashi. And let's very quickly look at what it says over here in the Targum, these two psukim. In the two psukim pasuk chavav, it says, Umisala dipati raya, from the basket of matzos. We learned yesterday that the translation, it's a very important thing to know this, is the translation of matzah in unkelis is patir. Okay, that needs to be understood. Why is it called patir? Dikdom Hashem, the safe he took. Now here is an important term called, now it's going to be over here, Bein Hazmanim. Baruch Hashem, Bein Hazmanim is coming. All the boys now, in the next 2 weeks, are going to come back to America. They come to America. You know where they come when they come to America? They all come to this shul. They all come to this shul. This shul turns into a reshus harabim. It's very nice. I love it. Beautiful. Torah, Torah, Torah. But the problem is noise pollution. You cannot take the noise pollution. And when they start battling, that's the pits. And they look at me, they all come, they look at who are you, and they look at my tablet over here in the middle of the Beis Medrash. The rabbis get gezunt, hey, you can use your tablet all you want here in the Beis Medrash. Tablet of a kvalta, a shegetz, using a tablet in the Beis Medrash. They all, look at me. All right, fine. Baruch Hashem, two guys over here, two new guys here. I never saw these guys my whole life. I don't know who they are. All I know is they're making a lot of noise. Okay. I can't take this. This is not for me. Alright, fine. He took those. So here's the hard words. Okay, this is, he took the misala de patiraya, the kodem Hashem, and the save he took giritzta patirta. Aha! A nice word. Never heard of this word before. The giritzta patirta. Chado. Ugritzta de lechem meshach chado. The espoig chad. Three new vocabulary words. Learning, brushing up on Aramaic. The first word is the geritzta. What's the geritzta? It's the challah. That's the word that appears all the time over here. He took over here the chalas, the taich of the word a challah is geritzta. Geritzta. Yeah, you go into the, can you imagine, you go into the bakery, you go into Kaf's. Can I please have two geritztas? What's a grit? You don't know grit. You don't. You're not maver sedra. You don't learn shnayim mikra v'yecha targum. You don't know the word gritzta is the translation, the Aramaic translation of the word achala, achala, chalas, matza, patirta, achas, chado, and then nochamol, the chalas lechem shemen. It's the gritzta, the lechem meshach. Shemen means the oil, chado, and what's called a rakik. A rakik is a esboig, a sponge. Okay, echad, and he puts them all v'shavi al tarbaya v'al shoka diamina. Now, over here on the bottom of the page, it tells me the word geritzta patirta omnam chalas eina mila semucha k'mashakosu v'radak tam shloi tigim de patirta al derech shetigim. You know, he's not explaining. Hey, he's not explaining. Over here, the commentator over here does not want to explain to us the root of the word geritzta and the word espoig. No comment. Can't be. I'm sure in some of the other sephardim on Targum, they must spend time developing and analyzing the etymology of the word geritzta and the word espoig. But for today, we have no choice but to accept this as a fact. This is the translation of a challah, the translation of the word a rekik. Okay, now we go to Pasuk, and it doesn't really, we're not elaborating upon the waving, all right? Maybe back in Parashas Tetzaveh, I don't remember. Pasuk Chof Ches, Vayikach Moshe Oysa Me'al HaKapeim. Moshe took them from the palm of Aaron after they waved in all the directions. He took it from the hands of Aaron and from their children. Vayakter HaMizbecha, and he burnt them on the Mizbeach, al ho'ilah, on top of the first ayil. The first ayil is now burning on the Mizbeach. So, again, there were two elim. The first carbon was a chatos. You only bring on the Mizbeach the fats. The second was the ayil, the first ayil, which was a carbon oila, which you burn everything on the Mizbeach, except for the hide. And now we're bringing the carbon shalomim. And the carbon shlom, we only bring on the mizbeach, the fats, the tail, and the shoik. So you're going to take that, the second ayil, and you're going to put it on the mizbeach on top of the first ayil, the portion of the first ayil that's burning on the mizbeach. This that we're bringing now is called miluim. It is an inaugural sacrifice that is giving Hashem Nachas Ruach, Arech Nichoyach, Ishehu LaHashem, it is a fire offering to Hashem. Now, finally, we have Rashi. Rashi over here with a comment. Vayakti ha-mizbecha, Moshe Shimesh. Now, this is L'chora, has nothing to do with anything. He's just telling us who's the one that's doing all of the service. Moshe, who is not a Kohen. Moshe is a Levi. He's like Mayor Appledorf. He's a Levi. He's not a Kohen. Moshe Shimesh. He served. Kol Shiva Simei HaMiluim. B'choluk Lovan. So now we have an... I don't know why he's telling us this over here. He's telling us over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he is not a Kohen, he has no permission to wear the big day kuhuna. And therefore, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did the avoda? And the answer is he wore a white garment. Just the plain, simple white garment. It's very strange. You would say Moshe is not allowed to serve. Obviously, it's a hoiroa shah. This is an exception. So once already it's an exception, so you would expect that Moshe should be permitted to wear the big day kuhuna. No, the big day kuhuna Moshe may not wear. But Moshe is permitted to do the avoda. So what then did he wear when he did the avoda? A white garment. Moshe shimesh kol shivas mehamiluim b'choluk lavan. All right? Al hoilah. Achar ho'elo v'loy motzinu shoyk shel shlamim korav b'chol mokom chutz mizem. If I am not mistaken, Rashi said exactly the same thing in Parshas Tetzaveh. So why did Rashi repeat this here in this Parsha? I don't know. Rashi left out a lot of information. Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh was very elaborate and went through with Baruch Hashem. We were zoichet to learn it together in Parshas Tetzaveh. And now learning in the Parshas Tzav, we went through all the details of the three korbanos, the very hard part of the Parsha. The three inaugural korbanos for the Chanukah Samishkan, and we learned it there, and learned it over here, and Rashi, over there Rashi said 99% of all the information we need to know, and over here Rashi says very, very little, and here he adds in this detail over here that Moshe was Meshamish, he was the Kohen, he was doing all the Avoda, and he wore a white garment, that's a new piece of information, but then when he mentions over here, he's now going backwards, and he's mentioning that the carbon shalomim included on the mizbech, the leg, the thigh. You don't do that. When you bring a standard carbon shalomim in the Torah, you only put on the mizbech the fats. You don't put on the mizbech meat. Here you're putting on the mizbech a piece of meat, the shoik.
But you mentioned already before, and here he says, only in this case.
Right, only in this case, exactly right. That's what he's saying, only in that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, we learned that in Parashas Tetzaveh. This is repetition. Why did Rashi did not repeat himself with all the other halachas? Rashi, in fact, here said, Rashi over here also in the beginning, he started off, I'm not going to explain this. I'm not Rashi, it's very unusual. I'm not going to explain. I already explained everything in Parashas Tetzaveh. You want to know everything? Go back to Tetzaveh and go learn it. Yet even the Rashi, I'm not going to explain it, he repeats word for word this point that the shlamim had meat, and this is the only time we have a carbon shlamim which includes a piece of meat on the mizbeach. Achar sh'ayla v'loy mutzinu shoyk shel shlamim korah b'chol mokom chutz mi ze. Excellent. Okay, now let's finish up over here. Let's just I want to finish up the Aliyah. Moshe took the chazeh, the chest. The chazeh, oh, this is very interesting. The chazeh was a gift to Moshe. Wow. That's very interesting. I didn't pay attention to this detail. Let us see over here what it says over here in the Targum. Unesev Moshe Yos Chadya. Moshe took the Chadya. The Chadya, he's calling over here the chest. Okay, what exactly is the chest? I don't know what the chest is, the Chadya. Va'arime Arama. He waved it. Kadam Hashem Midkar Korbono. Midkar. It is a portion. Wait. I lost the place. And he waved it. Lefnei Hashem, midikar korbanai, from the midikar means from the aisle of the korbanaya, L'moshe haya l'luchloch. It was a portion. K'mod v'akel Hashem yas Moshe. On the bottom over here, there's really no, there's no count on the bottom. Now, let's understand. In a regular carbon shlamim, let's understand this. This is an important point, and we'll have this, the whole koich over here. In a regular carbon shlamim, what does the Kohen get as a portion for his service? The chozeh and the shaykh. Okay, the chozeh and the shaykh. Whenever you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring a carbon shlamim, what happens? The fats of the animal go and are burnt on the mizbeach. Then the chozeh, the chest, and the right thigh is removed from the animal and is given as a gift to the Kohanim. Everything else the owner of the carbon gets to keep. All the meat and the hide, that is given to the owner of the animal. The fats are on the Mizbeach. The Chozeh V'Shoik is a gift to the Kohanim, and everything else goes to the owner. The owner goes and he eats it anywhere he wants inside of Yerushalayim. And the hide, I don't know what he does with the hide. He can sell it. The hide, I guess, I don't think it has Kedusha. Whatever he does with it. I'm not sure about the hide. I think he gets the, owner gets the hide, and he can do whatever he wants. Now here, in this carbon shalomim, so all the fats are being burnt on the mizbeach, the same exact thing. The basar is going to be eaten by the kohanim, it would seem. Is going to be eaten by anyone who wants the carbon shalomim. And the chozeh v'shoik that would ordinarily go to the kohanim. So here, Moshe, who is doing the avoda, he keeps the chozeh, but the shoik, he doesn't keep. The shoik is going to be burnt on the mizbeach with the fats. Moshe is not getting the shoik. The shoik that would ordinarily go to the kohen that does the hakrava is not going to Moshe. Instead, the shoik is going on top of the mizbeach to be burnt with all the carbon oila. Okay, so all right, this pretty much. Okay, we got a little bit of an appreciation of what's going on over here. Baruch Hashem, we learned this week. Tomorrow we're probably going to do some piyutim on Parshas Parah. Do some piyutim on Parshas Parah. So Baruch Hashem, we learned today over here. We learned this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, time flies. We learned Revihi, Chamishi, and Shishi. We learned about the inaugural Korbanos of the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Hashem, we came across some very nice things here. And I owe you an enormous debt of appreciation for learning with me, because otherwise I would never even look at this. Thank you so much.
Zay gezunt. Chazak baruch.
Chazak baruch.
I think the problem is the brisket. One of the pieces we were talking about was the brisket. Anyway, I learned that.
Yep.